I know you've chosen a very special place to relax. Whether you're sat in a chair or lying in bed, you can choose now whether you want to keep your eyes open as you relax and listen to the sound of my voice, or whether you want to let them close so you can listen more comfortably. And as you let them close, you'll probably find that a rather nice sleepy feeling seems to start in your eyelids. I don't know whether that's before or after you begin to notice a rather nice feeling of snuggly settling down into the comfy chair or the comfy bed beneath you. Maybe there's some cushions or some pillows. Feel the cushions and pillows underneath you. Maybe they're holding you up or supporting you, but they're very comfortable. And as you sink down, deeper, more relaxed, you can notice how that feels against your arms and legs. All soft and squashy. Soft and squashy and silky and smooth or furry, only you'll know. Maybe touch them now with your fingers as you touch the cushions or pillow. You can feel the sensation of the calm and confidence already beginning to pass into your fingertips. Feel it spreading into your fingertips now, right through your fingers, all the way up through your hands and into your arms. That lovely relaxation. Up into your shoulders now, up around your neck and head, and then all the way down. Down through your chest, down into your tummy, all the way down to your legs and your feet. Comfortably warm, so nice, so relaxed. It's nice to relax and feel the cushions and pillows holding you up, supporting you. Just like they're full of calm and confidence. There's confidence all around you now, spreading into you. This is a nice way to let calm and confident feelings replace any unwanted feelings you may have told me or mummy about, don't you think? Sinking deeper and deeper into the cushions and down into the chair or bed, more and more comfortable with every word I speak. And as you become more and more comfortable, it becomes easier to drift and dream. That's right. And this feels like just the right time for you to enjoy a few more minutes of relaxation and do something just for you. Nobody else but you, so that you can feel good about you. This is your time, here in this place. And there usually is a right time and a right place for everybody, a right place for everything, a space where you can think differently, where you can see things in a new way, where you can feel more calm and at ease, more comfortable with things. And things seem to just fall into place all on their own. So let's see if we can find that place. Find exactly the right place for you, where you know what you really want in your life and what you don't want. Maybe it's a place you already know, a place that you've been, or maybe it's just a wonderful place in your imagination where you can feel so safe, so comfortable, feel so relaxed. So I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And as I count, you can take some steps towards this wonderful place. And by the time I get to one, you'll be standing right inside this place, this lovely place, and you can look around and notice some of the things that make it just such a good place for you to be. So ready now, go down with me with every number. 10. I don't know if your mind knows where you're going yet. 9. But you're completely safe and your feet can know as they lead you there. 8. 7. They know a place to feel happy. 6. That's right. A place to feel safe. 5. And I think you'll find it will be light and bright. And no one else can go in there unless you especially ask them or invite them in. 4. It's your place. It's a place where you can use in your inner mind to daydream if you want. Anytime you want. 3. And when you daydream in this special way. 2. Your special inner mind can find fantastic, brilliant new ways to do things so you can feel more and more comfortable inside. You're nearly there now. That's it. 1. So have a good look around you now and notice some of the things that make it such a good place for you to be. I wonder if you can use your imagination right now and imagine that the air around you is a wonderful colour that reminds you of every positive and confident feeling or thought that you've ever had. I wonder what colour that would be. And with each breath you take, see it filling your body. Hear it filling your mind with positive and confident thoughts and feelings. That's right. The colour spreading all around now as you begin to remember some of the things that you're good at, some of the things that you enjoy. Was it when you kicked a ball or played some sport? Maybe you sang or danced or played and listened to music that you love. Or maybe you helped a friend, or are thoughtful and loving to friends and family. Maybe you're brilliant about being kind and getting on with people. Or do you know that some of the most successful adults are the ones who were not the best at school, but were absolutely brilliant at getting on with people, helping people out? All of these things are very valuable indeed. Just as you are very valuable indeed. So keep breathing in this happy, confident colour that reminds you of your strengths and the things you're good at just by being you. And let it spread all around you now. And you know, you don't even have to focus on your own positive qualities and abilities because your own memory will remind you of them more and more each day. Now look a little more closely. Can you notice any other areas that have a different colour? Maybe they're the colour of things that are upsetting, or the colour of self-doubt maybe. I wonder what colours those would be. Well, if there are any, you begin to breathe those colours out of your body now, right out of your mind. Breathe out any tension or worry. Breathe out that self-doubt. And breathe in the wonderful, happy, confident feeling. And let it spread all around your body and mind. That's right. That's brilliant. You're doing a fabulous job. You can do this whenever you want to feel rather more calm and confident. And in this comfortable, slightly dreamy state, I want to talk to you about your mind, which is so incredibly clever. We have two parts of our mind, the part we actively use all day to think and talk and work things out. We call that our conscious mind. And we all have another part of our mind we call our unconscious mind, or our inner mind. And that stores information and knowledge, stories, all our memories. It stores our feelings about ourselves, and stores our habits too, and the things we believe in. I know that you are very creative and imaginative, and you can use that excellent imagination of yours right now, can't you? To think about your unconscious like a room in your own mind. This is the room where we first developed our beliefs about ourselves and our abilities. It's a room where we keep all kinds of useful memories, positive opinions, feelings and habits. Maybe we store them in mental cupboards or drawers, or even have them written on the walls. But you know, sometimes we store stuff in there that isn't very helpful. Maybe even unhelpful, negative opinions that we've believed from others. Beliefs about ourselves, which can stop us being the strong, confident people we're really meant to be. We're really meant to be confident. We really are meant to be confident. Sometimes we've heard someone else's opinion or belief about us, which is quite mistaken. Sometimes because they didn't really understand us. It could even have been a silly joke that we took the wrong way. It could be that we misunderstood what they meant. Something that wasn't meant, but we believed it at the time. It could have come from anywhere. Someone you know, or someone you hardly know. Maybe another child, a family member, even a teacher. But for whatever reason, they had the wrong idea about you. I want you to know that those messages are very mistaken and not at all helpful. So I want you to go into your special room in your mind now and look for mistaken, unhelpful beliefs and messages about yourself that are written on the walls. For example, some people find messages that read, "I can't do that. I'm not clever enough." They may even think that they're a bit stupid. They may think that no one likes them, that no one's their friend. Believe me, they're very mistaken messages and extremely damaging messages. So I want you to, right now, this minute, wash off any negative messages immediately that are on the walls in this room. Just scrub it right off. In fact, let's get a paintbrush and dip it in that confident colour, the confident paint, right there. And paint that wonderful, bright, confident colour all over the walls. That's excellent. You're doing a super job. Wasn't that satisfying? Of course, the important thing now is to program your way of thinking in a positive way. Maybe put up some new messages now on the walls so you get into the habit of thinking positively about yourself. Think positively about yourself. Write some very positive messages now in your mind. Do it in bright colours, in good, strong, clear writing. Maybe you'll write things like, "I am bright. I already have many strengths. From now on, I will remember these strengths. I believe in myself. I'm a good person. take a few moments to write whatever's right for you. Good. Well done. You've done an excellent job there. You can keep adding more positive messages for yourself. Make them very positive indeed. Keep writing. Keep programming. And now we've finished in this special place. It's time to come back. In a moment, I'm going to count back from 1 to 10. And when I get to 10, you're going to be able to open your eyes, be wide awake, ready for whatever you're doing with the rest of your day or evening, maybe even getting ready for bed. But you'll be feeling amazing, confident, a new you. Are you ready? 1, 2, starting to come up now. 3, 4, noticing the feelings of the chair or the bed underneath you. 5, 6, maybe noticing noises in the room, maybe even smells. 7, 8, starting to wiggle your fingers and toes. 9, almost back now. 10, eyes open, wide awake. Welcome back. You've done an excellent job.